we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see.
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Last night, before we fell asleep, I was really tired. Yeah, it really was. And she said that she was watching a little video of second phone, and I hit my head. I said, "Man, I'm so worn out." And then I rolled over and I said to her, "You know what, honey? My brain never quits. All day long, it never quits." And I started thinking about it. And, intense. My brain's intense all day. With, I take this. What do I call this? This program, this show, this platform. I take this thing very, very seriously, folks. I really do. And I don't know if you are aware of this, but every time, if I were to misstep, if I were to say something that is not true, the assault from the left would be almost unbearable. But even worse, the assault from the right would be just as unbearable. And then, because there are a lot of people who are watching, who are just praying, both sides now, who are just praying that I say something wrong. Because a lot of people don't like the fact that we're a little bit outside the box and they're comfortable inside the box. For instance, the number of emails, you know, I wrote this commentary yesterday. I don't know if I'll get to it today. The number of people who sent me emails saying how much they hated Rodney Howard Brown, as if that had anything to do with what I wrote. Some of you didn't get a chance to see it. And so they think, I heard from many of them who think Rodney Howard Brown should be arrested because they don't like his doctor. He's a heretic. And so they say there's something wrong with me. How can I support such a heretic? Yada, 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 yada. Not understanding free speech is free speech. And that if we're going to pick and choose whether we like Rodney Howard Brown's doctrine, okay, we'll let him on because we agree with him. We're not going to let him on because we don't agree with him. Then you become Facebook and YouTube. That's all you are. That's all you are. Rodney Howard Brown has the right to say whatever he wants to, whether you agree with it or not, and especially whether the government agrees with it or not. And as soon as we allow guys like Rodney Howard Brown to be silenced simply because you don't like him, his theology, whatever, I don't know what to say, but I'm overwhelmingly, I heard from a lot of Christians that said that. Well, he ought to be shut down. He's teaching false doctrine, that holy laughter, blah, blah, blah. And I saw Dr. Brown last night. He's been doing a show the last couple of nights. I saw him last night say, "Hey, you know, I've been beat up. I've been beat up for things that I've done, things that I've said." And said, "This is nothing new to me." And, you know, that spirit's alive and well. There are people right now watching this show, laying right in here, waiting for me to say something wrong. Theologically. Evidentiary. Oh, that's a big word I learned. They're just laying there hoping I'm not talking about Kyle Right Wing Watch. He just flat out lied about me yesterday with something he put out there. Don't these guys have any conscience? They don't, but it doesn't matter. Point being, I take what I do here very, very seriously. And there are a lot of things that I know and a lot of things that I'm aware of. I don't want to sound like a know-it-all, okay? Understand this. This consumes my day, as my wife would attest to. I've got something in my ear. If I'm mowing the grass, if I'm going for a run, no matter what, I got something in my ear that I'm listening to every day because I'm trying to find the truth before I present it here. You with me? So I want you to know that I don't just haphazardly bring stuff to you to make a good show, to be some guy. Hey, John, if you're watching out there. Hey, John. You can have back every dollar you ever donated to us. Do me a favor. Simply respond to my email. Give me your address. Tell me how much I know, how much you've donated to Pass the Salt over the years, and I will send back every dollar to you. Okay? If you think that I do this for money, or if you think that you can buy my voice, sorry, dude. That's not what it's about. I'm going to stand before the Lord, and I'm doing everything I can to try to prepare the saints. I'm not whining. This is over an overwhelming burden. I can't even tell you. I don't just walk down here in the morning and just start saying stuff off the top of my head. I just don't do that. I got up at 5 o'clock this morning. I spent about an hour and 40 minutes in communion with the Lord and in research. So I want you to know that I'm not right every time, but I don't haphazardly bring things to the table here. Okay, we all good with that? A lot of crazy stuff going on. I've never seen anything like it in my life, and that's why I know that the devil's at work. Why? Because he is the author of confusion. And I was talking to, I'll do some name drop. No, I won't name drop. I was talking to some people that you would know their names, and same thing. I said, What's going on? And it's just confusion. Nobody can really zero in on what's going on. That's because I believe what's happening to us. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? I believe what's happening to us right now, my friends, is multidimensional. I think there are multidimensional things going on that we do not have the ability to explain or understand. I believe that. And as this technology, as knowledge will increase, the scripture tells us, our ability to understand the knowledge is going to be the greatest challenge. What does this all mean? What does it all mean? And if you've been a part of this program for any length of time at all, folks, you have got to say, you know what? Coach and Mark Trump and others, man, they've been talking about this waves. Mark, do you remember when we were, I don't know if Mark's in there. You remember when we were talking about God spoke and something happened when God spoke and the waves that went when God spoke, the power, the words that I say into you, they are spirit and life, the spirit world being propelled by some type of power that we don't remember said that, and that you couldn't understand the Lord unless you got the download of the Holy Spirit, because the download of the Holy Spirit was nothing more than the receiver that made the waves make sense. Remember we said that? And here we are right now. About 4 days ago, I started talking about 5G. And I can't believe this information you find on the internet now about 5G. 5G. I'm not claiming I'm the smartest guy. I'm not saying I started it. But I'm saying there's something going on that now this thing that we're talking about has become common. It's become common. People are beginning to talk about it. Hey, Jared pulled up there an email real quickly. 5G map. The 5G map. It was a standalone email I sent to you, brother. It's just a picture. My dear friend, Pastor Tom Gill, emailed this to me yesterday. Folks, I want you to look at that. There's a map in the red of coronavirus. And below it is the 5G map. I don't know, I'm not saying anything. I've never said the virus wasn't real. The virus is real.
That's it, Coach. That's what I was saying.
The virus is real. Mark, there's the overlay, right? Look at that, folks. Look at that map. We'll say it again. The virus is real. The virus is real. The virus will make you sick. The virus is, in some cases, deadly. It's masking something else, friends. Masking something else. I'm not even going to put my tinfoil hat on that one because I don't even think it's tinfoil. Hey, Jared, let's do this. This would be kind of interesting. Let's Google, Jared. Let's just see. Folks, let's just do an experiment here. Let's Google. Hey, I don't know if you've noticed this or not. Something's going on with Google. They've taken off the filters. Things that you used to not be able to find on Google, you can find now. Something's going on. I'll show you. I'll give you an illustration here in a minute. Okay. Jared, just Google 5G health risks. 5G health risks. DuckDuckGo. That's, you can do that. 5G health risks. And let's see what pops up here.
Coach, we're getting some interference from your phone.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. 5G health risks. There it is. Folks, just have at it. Just have at it. Have at it. Just have at it. It tells you. I didn't make this up. Look at this. Right? Right? Okay, now I'm going to show you something else. Stay right there, Jared. Google, something's going on. Google's algorithms have changed. They're no longer blocking things that they used to block. Let me show you something. Jared, you used to not be able to. Jared, I want you to go to Google specifically, okay? You used to not be able to Google something like, let's say, comet ping pong. It would block it. You wouldn't find anything on it. Put it up there, Jared. See what happens. Comet ping pong. That was, folks, that was a pizza place in Washington, D.C., where you used to not be able to find it. Well, now let's see what we got. Look. Look at all the information available now on Comet Ping. Folks, I'm telling you, you could not get this information for 3-4 years. It was blocked. Something's going on with Google. Something's going on. Don't know what it is. Okay, cool. Jared, listen, I don't want to be on the 5G thing all day, but I think this is really, really important, okay? So give me a chance here. Bear with me a second. Jared, go to my Facebook page real quickly. It's supposed to be Flea Flicker Friday. there it is, buddy. Thanks. I just posted this today. Scroll right down there. That's us. Hey, how you doing, folks? On down. This is a good meme I just put up. I think government should follow the laws, not make new ones. Okay, folks, are you ready? I just found this one. This is in Canada, I believe. Doctors call for delaying deployment of 5G due to health risks. This is a brand new March 28th. Go ahead, Jared, play that. It's only 2 minutes.
5G fifth generation technology promises faster download speeds and conveniences that most of us have never dreamed of, but will also be blanketed with a new type of radiation called millimeter waves. Health experts are warning about the rising risks with a 5G rollout.
It's not been made clear to the public.
How you have to get ready to. Keep going.
That 5G won't just be another number and letter on your cell phone. It requires an entirely new infrastructure of thousands of small cellular antennas to be erected throughout cities where it's going to be installed.
What would 5G infrastructure look like?
Up there. Go back there. I'm sorry, man. You were slow on the slow. Look at that, folks. Look at those 5G antennas. Look at that matrix. Look at that. Go ahead and play it, Jared.
Infrastructure look like? Small cell antennas could be placed as close as every third hydro pole. Scientists from 42 countries are now warning their governments about the emerging health problems associated with wireless radiation. And Canadian doctors and scientists have added their voices.
The most prevalent symptoms include headache, fatigue, decreased ability to concentrate, tinnitus, irritability, and insomnia. Impacts on the heart and the nervous system are also of great concern.
Dr. Rena Bray has been working at the Provincial Environmental Health Clinic for 15 years and seen the number of people suffering adverse effects from electromagnetic exposure rising.
We are concerned that the upcoming introduction of 5G will significantly increase the proximity and extent of exposure to microwave radiation in Ontarians. We predict that the number of people who develop the symptoms I just mentioned will rise in the places where 5G is first installed.
Dr. Magda Havas is internationally recognized for her research on the biological effects of electromagnetic pollution. She said that at high intensities, these waves cause intense heat and pain because sweat glands on the surface of our skin act like mini antennas.
At lower frequency, scientists are predicting damage to eyes, loss of insect populations, which are already declining, antibiotic resistance in bacteria, and physiological effects on the nervous system and on the immune system.
Radiation from radio frequencies is classed in the same category of carcinogens as lead.
It's 10.
One advisor to the World Health Organization said there's enough evidence that if they were to re-evaluate radio frequency radiation,
it would be placed in class 1, i.e. a human carcinogen, and governments could not possibly ignore that.
Some say the scientific debate about the health effects of microwave radiation is over, but the question remains, can we afford to take this risk? Medical doctors are requesting delayed deployment until testing can be conducted on the long-term biological effects of 5G technology.
Okay, so let me ask you this, folks. We can stop it there, Jared. What should be our response? Right now, as they're trying to roll out 5G network. Jared, can you put that map back up there again? What should be our response, church? I'm going to pause there, Matt. Can somebody help me? What should be our response? Look look at New York City. No wonder they're sick. Is this germane? Not German, germane. That's not the big word I use. Is this something we should be, huh? Have they done this yet? Should we rise up and not let them do this? Is there, somebody come on in.
Well, Dave, the thing is, it's going to happen. Because what's driving this is the military-industrial complex. Because whoever in the world is first to establish 5G throughout their country, they can dominate on the AI scale over any other country in the world. So, you know, the lust for blood is going to override that any of these medical research.
The equipment's already been made. There's already 5G phones that people have purchased, millions of devices out there. Mm-hmm. So and businesses are using these devices. People are using them there. So in order to, if you turn off infrastructure, it'd be like turning off the internet.
Right.
We're dependent on it. So 5G is one, it's an infrastructure. It's the connection. It's the wires. The wires are radiating. They're hurting us, but that's how they connect. So how do you remove it whenever people are dependent? Businesses, companies, countries, nations, government, bureaucracies are dependent on it for communication.
So, Mark, we're not allowed to smoke cigarettes, though, because it causes cancer, right?
Yeah, this is a communication method, though. Remember, communication is going to be mm-hmm. one of the things that causes panic.
Right.
As soon as you're disconnected, this 10 days of darkness,
right.
When you're disconnected, the biggest thing likely is not going to be food. It's going to be communication. Wives are going to be separate from husbands, maybe when it happens, or children. You're going to want to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you don't talk to them, you're going to, hey, I wonder about so-and-so, and you're not going to be able to call. That moment, you're not going to know exactly what to do. I guess they'll be okay. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't contact them. No power, whatever, mm-hmm. you know.
I think one of the things, Mark, that Jack McCarthy said yesterday, the suggestion that he made, and I said it to my wife, and she looked at me, her eyes lit up. We ought to go all weekend, unplug yourself from the power. Unplug yourself from your power grid and get used to that. Now, I'm not trying to scare you, but again, at any time, that could happen. The power could go down.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
You know, as an example of something that I've lived through, you know, the U.S. justice system is two-part. You've got your innocent till proven guilty when you're in jail, J-A-I-L. Now, mm-hmm. there you have no rights. You get fed, you get housed. You can't go to the exercise yard. You can't go to the TV room. In my case, never got a visitor. And I never got a phone call, one phone call from the whole process month after month after month.
Wow.
The incommunicado, being disconnected from the outside, is the very worst thing about being in jail. Now, if you want any rights or anything, go ahead and get yourself convicted, plead guilty, and then you get to watch TV, go out, exercise, and all the other stuff.
Really? Really? So, Larry, would you say then that part of what we see going on is when the Lord told us that we should forsake not, Hebrews 10:24, I think it is, Jared. Check it out. Hebrews 10:34, I think. That we should forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, even more as we see that day approaching. Would you think I'm crazy, Larry, to say part of what's going on is a deliberate prevention of us gathering together? Do you think that's...
I think they're misguided, though. I think that they missed the target because, see, most of the, quote, us that were gathering together weren't us.
Yeah, that's true. Jared, let's start at verse 20. This is Hebrews 10:20. by a new, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. There's a veil, there's a spiritual veil. Oh, what a picture that is. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he that is faithful, the promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love another, unto good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. So are we seeing that day approaching? What does that mean? And if the Lord, if the Spirit of God said to us, folks, assemble, get together, and the government saying, separate, is there a spiritual war there, or am I just seeing a devil behind every tree?
Definitely, Coach. Definitely.
Hey, Coach, I just put a link in the chat. This man has spent 30 years doing radiation assessments. This man has come up with reasons in the blood that the radiation changes the blood. He's teaching people about radiation sickness, by how the mitochondria and the cell wall and different parts of the blood are impacted by different forms. Like 60 hertz wires running through your home produces a field. If you're laying near them long enough, it damages your blood. Mm. So not only microwave, but all the way down into low frequencies. He does those measurements.
The life's in the blood, too, isn't it, Mark? Blood.
So you want to learn about it. He's actually retired. He's got cancer. He's got a tumor the size of a tennis ball on his forehead.
Wow.
Okay, so he's beyond treatment, and he's going to die, and I've been trying to get his work from him. What he has done over the years is he's stood up clinics all around the country using this technology, using this methodology. And you can read in here what Dr. Ross Anderson has done. It's amazing. It's what I've been chasing, and it'll help you have a safe zone in your home where you could have babies.
Can you click on that link, Jared, and bring that up on the screen?
Now this is just education. This business isn't in work, but all the people he's helped around the country, they're hard to get. It's hard work. It's difficult to pin them down, but he's got other people trained to do this work. And it explains all the different hazards. Is that not coming up?
Yes, it's up now. Yep.
Okay.
So, folks, this is in the chat room. What Mark is saying, building a real quick overview, to build a safe, build a safe area where this radiation isn't bombarding you 24 hours a day. That's basically what they're saying, right, Mark?
Yes, and the thing is it's not easy. And it takes very specialized understanding because all this data has been hidden. For instance, the way that he makes paint, there's a German paint you can buy. It's got what's called carbon nanotubes in it that forms a field. You paint your house, and it forms a field and protects you from cellular, Wi-Fi, and all the common frequencies. Certain things are only good for certain frequencies. That's why there's not a button or a gadget you can get to stop everything. If you put a button on your phone and it stops your frequencies and you're not radiating, how do you get a phone call? Mm. Right? So yeah. A lot of these technologies you got to look into, but this is just one model of truth that has been studied, which backs up everything you're saying. Now, it would be very difficult to build a safe zone in your home. I'm not saying it's easy because he hasn't got his technology completely finalized and he's dying. Mm. So, but you can look through there and see lots of ideas and things like that.
Folks, I got some emails. As I start out by saying, I really try to do research before I just bring something on. Okay. I do. I was thinking about this whole idea of radiation and waves and all that kind of stuff. And people criticized me and said, better be careful, coach. You're getting into the new age now. Now you're teaching new age stuff. And I thought, what? The fact that there might be vibrations is new age? And isn't it amazing? What do the Buddhists, is it the who does that? Is it possible that the devil has revealed some of this stuff to those who aren't following the Lord? The idea that there is radiation, there are waves, the humming, and we laugh about that. I don't know. Because see, we are, look, Christian, you are so in a box. I'm telling you. I'm talking to me. I'm so in a box in what I believe. The Bible says that I believe it. That settles it.
Oh, hey, Coach.
Hey.
A lot of, briefly on that humming, the holistic healers, massage therapists, some of those people do what's called toning. Toning, T-O-N-I-N-G. But that's the term. And they hum and make those frequencies based on the natural frequencies of your body. And they try to tune in to resonate and synchronize things. I don't know if that's valid, but
they could be using the sound waves for bad. That doesn't mean the sound waves don't exist.
Could be, yep.
They're there. Yep. The waves are there. How are you going to use the waves? How are we going to make use of the waves? And it was what I was saying about 5G. See, 5G, it's funny, wasn't it? Jared said, Coach, I don't know if you guys could hear Jared. Maybe he just said it to me privately in my ear. I had my cell phone sitting there. Did you guys hear Jared say, Coach, your cell phone's interfering with the signal? Did anybody hear that? Or did Jared just say that to me?
No, I heard it, Coach.
Yeah, we heard it.
Okay, so what? So what do you mean? This thing sitting here is interfering with the signal? Golly, see, it's everywhere, isn't it? And we're used to it, and we don't understand it. So I thought, well, I'll just move it down here, and hopefully it won't be as strong and won't interfere. But this thing must be giving off and receiving waves all the time because it's messing with that. Oh, my goodness. I don't want to get bogged down on this, but this is really, really important for us to know. Yeah, Randy.
I'm going to be part of a company today. I've looked at it this week and I've studied it and prayed about it. And it's called Natural Frequencies. And what it does, this is what they do, is they make these patches basically, and they make cards, and they put the frequencies, the good frequencies, and they have a patent on this, several patents. And I'm not trying to do this to get publicity here. I'm just telling you, this is factual stuff with what Mark's talking about. But you buy these things, I mean, you sell them. It's going to be a market, but it is a rising market so fast. There's more people than we know that see the effects of 5G and all the EMF. And this, what these cards do, that you put one on your body, it's called a grounding card. And they produce these the good frequencies that, I'm not going to say it's a blocker. You can't say that, but you can say it neutralizes, in a sense, the bad frequency. So you put one on your phone, and that knocks about 75% of the it, you know, allows you to use your phone, but it puts a barrier around it that takes it away from your head and your hand. So there's several of these, but I'm just saying this is new technology too, but this is something I'm going to be a part of.
Let me share this with you folks. I was up at Sky High on Saturday. We had an unbelievable storms on Friday night. Rained like God, I can't believe it. And so anytime I go up to Sky High, the wind is always blowing at Sky High, but it's just really, really strong. It was really strong. I think it was Saturday. And we've been having thunder showers and everything like that, but there was no rain around. There were clouds around. And I walked out of Sky High. I had to go and get something out of my car. Those of you who know Sky High will get the picture. And I'm walking down the little road right in front of the house. I'm going down there. And all of a sudden, I heard it. You say, what? Well, I heard it and I felt it. Said, what, Coach? Lightning. I heard it start rolling up the hill. I heard it. I'm getting goosebumps. I heard it. And not only did I hear it, I felt it. Happened really, really quickly. And I'm walking out there, and all of a sudden I hear it and I feel it. I'm not making this up. My hat did this on its own. My hat flipped straight up and crack. And I thought, Lord, oh Lord. First of all, I'm almost dead. Because if that thing hits me, I'm an electrical machine. That thing hits me, I'm dead. And isn't something? My daughters were watching out the window and they saw it. They saw the lightning come. You say, why are you saying that for? Because I'm telling you folks, this idea of electrical waves, is God created them. God created the electrical waves. He created it. And like anything else, we take what he created, what God meant for good, the devil meant for bad, or what the bad devil meant for bad, God meant for good. You can take anything and you can make good or bad out of it based on the nature of man. Those are the things that we've got to understand to take our biblical understanding and be able to look out on the spectrum of what's going on and say that's bad and that's good. The Lord's in that. The Lord's not in that. The devil's working on that. The Lord's working on that. Folks, this kind of stuff in every aspect of our lives is constantly going on because the devil wants to do what? Counterfeit everything that God does.
Amen.
God's the creator. And the devil wants to take what God created and turn it for bad. That's our battle. That's our battle.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
Have Jared pull up those couple pictures I sent. So Randy mentioned a stick-on device. Mm-hmm. So if you could zoom in on this, I don't know if we could rotate it and zoom in. But a friend gave me these. See these stickers?
Uh-huh. Headache and migraine chip. All right.
They're chips. They're programmed chips that vibrate at a frequency.
That is my company, Mark. That is my company right there.
There you go. So there they are. If you scroll up a little bit, Jared, on that picture. No, down. So you see the little stickies?
Yep.
Okay. So that's what Randy's talking about. Now, if we know that there is a particular frequency that heals us, you know, 432 hertz or 512 hertz, one of them gives energy, one of them gives calmness. Well, there you go. You buy your frequency, stick it on, you're wearing it all day long.
A different kind of whole tones. Is that what you're telling us?
For instance, now, that again, these frequencies only protect certain frequencies. There's not a single thing. There's so much characteristics between sound and 900 megahertz phone. This is the old portable phones. And then you got up in the two gigahertz, which is 4G, 1 gigahertz, around that is around 3G and below. So all of those frequencies they need, there's not a single thing that blocks them all. There's not one. It takes different technologies. So you can't lower amplitude across a spectrum like light. Like I could use a gadget to lower sound, but it's not going to stop light. Those are just two different frequencies. Okay. Light's going to be blocked by different things and sound, and 5G is in the middle of all that, right? So is 4G and 3G and all the rest. So be careful whenever you represent these things, because the companies want to sell it, and you got to look at the testing behind it. Randy, you should be able to ask for test reports. You should be able to dig into that company. That's what I do for vendors. You should be able to vet that vendor until they squeal. And that's the limit, because your customers are going to come to you and expect you to know that much information.
Amen. Amen. Let me switch gears here a little bit. This is a Flea Flicker Friday. Supposed to have been. But I'm telling you, I just been, I got so much stuff. Hey, a new thing, folks. Hey, Jared, go to my website real quick. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. Hey, friends, we started a new thing on our website. And this is Jared's idea, so thank God for Jared that he brought it up. I'm beginning now to post on my website interesting videos that I've watched. I've posted them on our. We're going to begin posting them. I sent Jared this morning a series of 10 short videos that I watched that just blew my mind away. So my phone's talking to me. Can you believe that? My phone's talking. I didn't say anything. So now on our webpage, you can go to our webpage and post it on the homepage will be videos that I think are well worth your time to watch. There's just some of them that I come across, and I've learned this trick. Depending on who the video is, Jared, click on that video so people understand how to do it. Just click on that not so trusted voices. Click on that one a second. Folks, this will revolutionize your life.
If you guess go to what YouTube, she does for a living.
Which is where most
PR
of these are.
And just strategic communications second, Jared. Expert.
Folks, look Jared's online right now. See that spinning gear wheel, folks? See that spinning gear down here? See that one, folks? Click on that, Jared. Oh, that's the wrong one. Maybe isn't YouTube. So go where it says one time, Jared. Click on the one that says 1x. You click on that, folks. You can speed up the video. Some people talk very slowly, and Doug Hagman is a very slow talker. When I listen to Doug Hagman, I put him at 1.5. Or sometimes even 1.75, because I'm still able to understand what he's saying. And I get through the video and get the information I need much quicker. Jared, show people how to do this real quick, because right now she's at, start playing her and show how we can change it. Folks, you can do this on YouTube as well. YouTube has a little gear. It's okay if I give you this tutorial, isn't it?
One more time. Okay. But that's exactly what Matthew Harrington does. Crisis communications.
Listen how slow she talks. Okay, Jared, just put her on at one time. But anyway. So, folks, she's at one time. Now, listen how slow she is.
She's the one out there policing the narrative. And look, this is a one example for you, but there's thousands of these examples out there. I just can't go on all.
You still understand it. You still get the same information, and it doesn't take you as long.
Day showing all of them. So just so you get the point, I'm showing you kind of a little piece, but I hope I've gained enough trust with you that you can believe me when I say there were hundreds.
Or double it, Jared, and see if I can still hear it. If I'm just wanting information, okay? Go ahead.
I could have chosen from. Okay, now we go into a slightly same but worse. Here's Dr. Brett Belchetz. I'm going to call him Dr. Brett Belch. He posted on
folks,
March 29th.
Video, and you can make it 22 minutes. Okay? So the whole thing started because I'm going to start putting videos that I watch on the screen that I think are really, really. So you're going to have to check the website every once in a while. See, what does Coach have up today? Now look down there at the bottom, part one, WikiLeaks. It's got Hillary and Seth Rich. This is a 10-part video series. Folks, you have got to watch this. Again, my buddy Tom Gill gave me this. It's about 10 different 12 to 15-minute videos that are unbelievable. Okay, so that's all going to start being available. Again, the biggest deception on the whole world, in-game plan, that video, click on that, is no longer available. They pulled it down. Can you click on that one, Jared? Biggest deception on the whole world, in-game. click on it. I think it's not
what's happening right now. And this message was given to Christians, but all of us should.
So you can drive people here. Cool. Good enough, right? You understand I'm doing that? Great. Rodney Howard Brown won, folks. Let there be no doubt about it. He won. The governor of Florida issued an order now that all churches are allowed to remain open. Hey, he won. Hey, church, he won. Hey, church, hey, those of you who called him a lawbreaker, hey, church, he won. He was right. Hey, church, those of you who said he was just trying to get publicity or money, hey, church, he won. He won, church. He won, church. He won. Why? What if Billy Franklin Graham started fighting back? What if T.D. Jakes started fighting back? What if Pickham? What if they started fighting back? What if they said, not here, not on my watch? Ah, no, 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 no. We're law keepers here, and we're going to demand government, you keep the law, and you can't just at willy-nilly change the law. You can't do that, folks. Rodney Howard Brown won. Now, along with that, I want to get you guys involved with some wisdom for me. Because I've got, over the last couple weeks, I hear from people, and I hear this one a lot. I hear from pastors who say, what is it you want us to do? What is it you want us to do? And my first reaction is always the same. Why are you asking me? Why are you asking me what I want you to do? Now, here's what I would say to you, pastors, and I'm going to open this up here. If you look at what's going on in America right now today, what should churches, pastors be doing? What should they be doing? Now, see, here's one of the problems we have in my mind. If you are a pastor and you are there simply to take care of the bedwetters, then I don't know what to tell you. If you think being a pastor is nothing more than working with wounded people, if that's it, I don't know what to tell you, because you're going to get a lot more wounded people. Your job is to train, equip, and mobilize the saints for the work of the ministry. I believe it says that, doesn't it, Jared? Can somebody help me where that is in the scripture? Train, equip, and mobilize to get the body moving forward, to immobilize. Anybody know where it is? Where's Dale?
I'm here, brother.
It's Ephesians. Is it Ephesians?
Yes.
It's in Ephesians.
Ephesians 4:11.
The ministry. Equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Equip the saints for the work of the ministry. First of all, pastor, if you have to call the time eaters in your church, and you know who they are, if you have to call those bedwetters and you pray with them, you got yourself a problem, pal. You got yourself a problem, because you should have already trained others to pray for those people. Why do they have to come to you for you to pray with them? Number one, if that's what you think your ministry is, just to pray for those people, well then, train up a bunch of people to be able to do it. But if you think there's something whole and high and mighty about you praying for somebody, I'm reminded of Cool Hand Luke. Feed yourself, Cool Hand Luke said. Huh? So here it is. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some past evangelists and some pastors and teachers, what? For the perfecting of the saints. There's your job, pastor. Perfect the saints, what? For the work of the ministry, what for? For the edifying of the body of Christ. That's your job. What do you mean? What do you want us to do? And here is, in my opinion.
Hey, coach, don't stop. Go to the next verse. Until the unity.
Until they all come together in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, into a perfect man, into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. See, what's being shown now is we haven't been doing the job. Listen, folks, I was a football coach. Y'all know that. I coach girls basketball. I coach a lot of sports. But I'm going to tell you something. If I ever showed up at a football game and put our football team out on the field and they didn't know how to play football, they would boo me out of the stadium. My job was during the week was to do what? Hey, Jared, go back up to 11. Slide down here. I'm helping you out here, Pastors. And he gave some quarterbacks and some linemen and some linebackers and some defensive backs and some special team players and some coaches. What? For the perfecting of the team, for the work of the team, for the edifying of the team. Till the team all comes in unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect team, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And the reason pastors are struggling today is they haven't done that. They've been taking care of the bedwetters and rubbing the back of those who can't get to God themselves. If you have a congregation of people that have to go through you to reach God, dude, you got yourself a problem already. You got yourself a problem already. And we see it on Facebook, and I think it's all good, guys doing Facebook. I get it. I think it's okay. Can somebody explain to me? See, I love this work. I love this right here. I love this. A Sunday morning service where Larry gets to say something, and Randy gets to say something, and Brian gets to say something, and Jody gets to say something, and Mark gets to say something. But pastors, God love them. They've been trained to think they have to be the ball carrier all the time. See, we have a structural problem. It's not that pastors aren't good guys and good-hearted and love the Lord and want to do the right thing. Of course they do. But dudes, we're in a war. Are you training your people for war, or are you simply training them to get to heaven? Because there's your answer. If you're just biding time till they get to heaven, you're going to coach them one way. But if you're going to train them for war, you're going to coach them another way. So what is it, pastors, you're trying to train them to do? Somebody come on in. I said I was going to let you
talk. Coach, let me ask you this question. You've been a coach. I've been a coach. We understand the authority of coaching. How would you feel if you went to a game and when the defensive coach, let's just say the defensive line coach, said, I'm the head coach today, and you had to stand over on the side and watch the game. And just, you see how the authority level's out of order?
Randy, can I give you a better one? Because this happened to me a lot, Randy. What if one of the players got hurt? Did I go back on the bench with him and sit there and hold his ankle and put ice on it for him while my team's still playing? Or did I have somebody whose job it was to go pray with the guy that was injured? And in the local church, why do they call the head coach to come and pray? Why does the head coach come and pray? Why does a head coach think he has to come and pray? Or better yet, why do the people think the head coach has to come and pray? Because why? They haven't trained the saints for the works of the ministry.
But Coach, what I'm saying is we've skipped the authority level. We have churches with pastors that there's no head coach in that church. There's no assistant head coach. Go back to Ephesians 2:20, and I'll show you what you have to begin a fellowship, a church, a local church. It says it's built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophet. That's where you start it. That's how you start it. That's how you come up with the pastors. And we have left out. We have a pastor in church. He's everything. He's the everything. I'm not, and it's wrong. It's not set up correctly.
No man can do that. No man can do that, right?
So, Coach, where's the apostle and prophet today? Where do you see him? Where do you see him?
Boy, you don't.
Evangelist. Very few of those. Why have we left those out? If we're going to throw them out, why don't we throw out the pastor and the teacher too? I mean, let's just throw it all out.
That's right.
And what prophets are out there are pretending that they know the future instead of being speaking the words of God. They're speaking their own ideas of what they think your future is for the purpose of profit. And that's where they're prophets for profit is what they are.
So Larry, pastor friends out there, listen, God bless you. I wouldn't want to be you. I'm telling you, I would not want the job of a pastor. Why? Because we've made the job of the pastor what the job is not supposed to be. To be honest, I'm just telling you, it is. And what we're seeing now in America is that very thing. We now can look at the people and see that they haven't been coached. They can't really go play the game on their own. They got to connect with the pastor in order to play the game. Now, help me out here, folks, because the pastors have said, and God bless them, but they said, what is it you want us to do? Can somebody help me there?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. You know, sometimes too, I thank God that Pastor Bill's training some of us up. You know what I mean? We don't have to sit around and wait on Pastor Bill to show up. It's good when he does. It's a plus. But sometimes some of these people too, you try and train them and they don't want nothing to do with that. You know what I mean? They're just like, oh no, I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. But you know, Saturday night, we didn't wait on a pastor. We had a friend of ours that was under demonic oppression. And until Tom Dunn could get down Tuesday afternoon, we went Saturday night, Mary Jane and I, and prayed over that woman and led her to the Lord. And now there's been improvement over the last 2 or 3 days. She's getting a lot out of it. She's watching Russ Dizdar stuff and Tom's stuff. And we got her a Bible in the house. We even took back some things of Ethel's, the Christian home from 1949 to 2017. Took a few placements of Ethel's Bible, the picture of Jesus, stuff she had in there. And this woman is loving it. And things are turning around.
The point is, you don't need your pastor to do it.
Amen.
That's the way it's supposed to be. Somebody else. What do you want them to do? They said, what do you want us to do?
I'll throw this in there, Coach. How about we just stand up for Jesus? How about we just stand up and make a mark wherever we're at?
Sounds good. Well, what's that look like, Kevin? What's that make? How about telling him to man up? Man up here, will you? How about that? Quit sucking off of me, Pastor. Tell him that. Quit coming in here and sucking off of me. I live a life just like everybody else. I got a wife and kids and problems and bills. Quit coming in here sucking off of me. That's why I couldn't be a pastor. Somebody else, come on.
Do your job.
Do your job. They don't even know what it is, Vinny. They don't even know what their job is. See, there's a great restructuring of the church that can take place right now. Right now, this, if you can't see that the church is absolutely clueless of what the church ought to be doing, right now, it's a great chance to reform it. Somebody, come on in.
What creates a revival? What creates change whenever everything's coasting along? They're all comfortable in their homes now. That's not enough to create a revival, Coach. There's going to have to be some calamity that brings people's hearts back to the Lord. So think about the church. What calamity is going to impact the church where the people return to Christ, regardless of the pastor?
That's you know, Mark, revival, by the very definition of the word, is again. Most revivals need to be vivals.
Yeah, that's true. Life needs to be breathed into them at first, right? But see, again, I think a lot of it is. I love pastors. Okay, I'm pastor. First of all, if I'm saying something about pastors, I'm not talking to you specifically. I'm talking in general. I don't know what goes on with you, right? I don't know. Maybe you ought to sit down and do a job description. You, pastor, what do you see as your job description? And if it says going and praying for the sick,
it's a gifting. These are giftings. They're not called.
That's right, Randy.
They're gifts. Here's a picture. Here's a picture. You take a church of 500, and right now they're done. They're dead in the water unless they go on and listen to the pastor preach on one day. Okay. Well, so what do you do? Take 50. Leaders, take 50 of those people that say, hey, I'll have one in my house. Let's have, and put 10 people in each one of those houses. And then do 1 Corinthians 14, where it says, when you come together, one of you may have a hymn, one may have a teaching, one may have a song.
I got to stop you, Randy. We call those home groups. And the home groups are still under the control of the pastor. Here's our topic today, because we all want to be on the same page when we come back on something. Yes or no? Yes or no? And if you get into a home group that gets a little bit beyond what the pastor wants you to be talking about, he's going to shut that baby down, or he's going to find himself a new home. Somebody say amen, because I know.
Amen, Coach, because that's happened to me. Okay. I mean, that little old pastor, he found out what was going on in my home, and you know, I was teaching him what he was teaching, but it wasn't the same. And and it got back to him, and boy, we got slammed. Whew.
You know how, Randy,
I agree with you, Randy. I agree with you, but that's part of the problem. See, that's why it's home fellowships, isn't it? Home fellowships.
This is how I opened up my service on Sunday. I asked everybody, I said, what is it that the Lord is telling you? Brother, that's where it happens, because, brother, I don't have all the answers. Part of equipping the saints to do the works of the ministry is allowing them to actually do the works of the ministry. One of the reasons why people don't want to share Jesus is because they're afraid to approach people and talk. But if I can get them talking in church, they'll build that confidence to take it out into the world to talk to other people, brother. I'm just telling you, and that is something that you have brought, Coach, 3 years ago to my church through this, is that this, I was convicted on that 6 foot, not that, you know me, but to allow the people in the congregation to interact and to share what is it that God is speaking to them. It's not just me.
Amen, brother. That's how they grow, man. That's how they grow. Come on. Come on, Coach. I like nothing more than to watch my little grandchildren sitting. My wife plays some of these Christian songs, and watch my little grandkids get in there and mock. Say, man, they're growing in their faith. They're not just sitting there watching a video. They're interacting with it. They're taking part in it. It's what church is supposed to be. It's what it's supposed to be. Robert, get ready here. We got coming up. Yeah, Jeff, go ahead. Robert, get ready.
Well, we're going to assemble this Sunday, but before we do that Sunday, Robert's coming over, and I think Roger Weaver's coming over. We're going to park that ice cream truck out back of my car lot there, right by the bike path. It's going to be 62 degrees, and then us three are going to man that truck back there and just share the gospel of people going up and down the path and get the kids some ice cream. And we got free groceries in the truck, so it'll be fun.
Sounds good. Robert, April 3rd. I didn't even check. Is Robert in here today? Life has no problems that the word of life cannot solve. Earth has no questions that heaven cannot answer. Creation may groan and suffer, but the Creator is coming to deliver. What then shall we, the church, the pillar and support of the truth, do? That's it, isn't it? Isn't that what I was asking? I hadn't read this, believe it or not. Since God is pro-life and is a God of justice, and since he is true and is a defender of widows and protectors of orphans, since he is the creator of marriage and family, as concerned about the children and the elderly, since God abhors men of bloodshed and deceit, and hates all who do iniquity and violence, since he desires that none perish, but for all to come to repentance, since the Lord has instructed that his followers pray for his kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, and since his kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, accomplished by the power of the Holy Spirit, and since believers have been given divine authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, since they are urged to make entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings on behalf of all men for kings and all who are in authority, in order that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity, it is incumbent that we, the true church, engage the wicked principalities and powers, having put on the full spiritual armor of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And since all of those who have been baptized into Christ have clothed themselves with Christ, it is time to have the mind and attitude of Christ. You don't need your pastor to come and pray for you.
Amen.
Since we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against demonically energized sons of disobedience, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to blind, confuse, bind and defeat the sinister agendas against the holy purposes of God. Pastor, are you teaching your people to do that? As set apart, kingdom-seeking, Bible-believing, disciple-making, truth-proclaiming ambassadors, and enlisted heavenly soldiers, we must not become entangled with worldly affairs, but expose and oppose the enemies of the gospel and the unfruitful deeds of darkness. Oh, my goodness. There's your job, Pastor. What do I want you to do? Read that, baby. Start Amen. That. That'd be a good place to start. Hey, we'll be here Sunday. We'll be here again Sunday at 10 o'clock. And get others to come and join us, man. We're in God's gym, man. We're getting ourselves spiritually trained for the times that are upon us. Men of Issachar, understand the times that we're in and know what it is we need to do. Love you guys. Bless you. See you Sunday at 10.